This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. The top stories. Barbados' nursing shortage grows even further. Fish vendors and PSV operators keen on getting back to work. And a plan for BMX to now be held in October. Good morning, I'm Wendy Burke. Details just ahead. There remains a critical shortage of approximately 730 nurses in Barbados. This figure was revealed by outgoing president of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman, who says it represents a combination of registered nurses and nursing assistants. She tells Starcom Network News that of the current figures, 630 are registered.
For Queen Elizabeth Hospital, we have a deficit, therefore, of 254. At Psychiatric Hospital, 118 deficit for mental health nursing. For the geriatric hospitals, that is St. Michael Geriatric, St. Philip District, St. Lucy District, Gordon Cummins District Hospital. At the moment, we have 147, quite low. And so we have a deficit of 114. And for the polyclinics, 138 across the polyclinics. And the recommendation was for an additional 89. And to date, we have 77, which makes a deficit of 150 needed in the polyclinics.
However, she says the outgoing executive of the BNA has been able to realize some gains for nurses.
We have achieved having put in place a directive and a structure to stop the sporadic salary payment to our temporary nurses. We have an agreement regarding the need for remuneration, increase salary to nurses based on their qualifications. There has been approval of the proposal for having specialist nurses in Barbados, that is clinical nurse specialists and nurse practitioners, in order to increase and improve the delivery of care.
Outgoing president of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman. Coordinator of the National Vaccination Committee, Major David Clark, is calling on Barbadians to honour the appointment system for vaccines. He made the appeal yesterday, stating that health officials want to thoroughly inoculate senior citizens, the most vulnerable, and frontline workers. Major Clark noted that the vaccination system has been overwhelmed, creating long lines at centres across the island. He's assuring Barbadians that the country will receive a large shipment of vaccines within a few weeks, and every Barbadian who wishes to be vaccinated will receive one. Meanwhile, more than 20 million people in the UK have had their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has described it as a magnificent achievement for the country. Latest government figures also showed that 796,132 people have had their second jab. Government is aiming to offer all adults the first jab by the end of July. And back at home, the Barbados Coast Guard conducted a successful search and rescue operation at 8:24 a.m. yesterday of two paddleboarders encountering difficulties at sea in the area of Brandon's Beach. One of the sea boarders was able to make it to the shore. The prevailing sea conditions and high winds compounded the search efforts. However, the second paddleboarder was located 4.8 nautical miles west off Bridgetown Port around 11:40 a.m. The individual was rescued and returned to HMBS Pelican, experiencing nausea and weakness. He was evaluated and showed no signs of medical distress. A release from the Barbados Defence Force said abnormal weather conditions were currently being experienced in Barbados, and this rescue operation showed the significant distance a person can travel in 3 hours under the present high surface winds and strong currents. They're encouraging and reminding all Barbadians that a small craft advisory is in effect and they should adhere to the advisories issued by the Met Office. Public service vehicle owners say they're anxious about today's start of the gradual reopening of the economy, hoping it will result in an increase in ridership. Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, says many of the vehicles had been off the road for more than 2.5 weeks and they spent the weekend preparing.
We won't expect 100% of our vehicles to be back on the road. We're expecting between 25 and 50%. But not full capacity. We expected, though, by Friday we should see a move to see more operators get back on the road, but we were hoping that everybody will come out together, but we doubt very much everybody will come out together. We see gradually numbers picking up. So I would say, yes, we are ready to start to work from today.
Mr. Raphael says PSV owners are still hoping to receive some kind of coping subsidy.
Let me make it clear that we have not received any information from the Ministry of Commerce advising us that we will receive any assistance for our PSV operators. I can say that we were told that assistance will be given to the taxi operators. What we have done is we have submitted names to the Ministry of Commerce. Some of our guys have contacted me up to today, and we have not heard anything from them. I was informed by persons from the Ministry of Commerce that persons will be contacted individually.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Fish vendors are also among those small businesses welcoming the gradual reopening of the economy this morning. Sharon Bellamy Thompson, who operates at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex, told Starcom Network News that the lockdown had played severe financial strain on them. However, she says the markets are reopening in time for the Lent season, which is one of their peak periods for sales.
Well, sometimes we get our fish from processors, but some of us have our fish down there in the freezers and stuff like that, you know, because we didn't really get all sell fresh fish, so we had to store them in the market freezers. So there will be no business as usual tomorrow, but probably there will not be a glut of fleshes since all of the boats has been in for the last month, and those who were out there were called in. So the flare fish might be a little problem.
Another vendor at the Barinda Cox Fish Market in Oystens says she took time to rest during the lockdown.
Pertaining to what was been going on, and you needed to take a break. As the Prime Minister said, if you were on vacation, you would take a rest. So we take a rest. And I'm very glad that the market is opening from tomorrow. Our plan is to go and prepare, you know, clean up. We rinse. Boxes are already clean, but you need to just rinse them over and clean up your work area where you work and prepare for Tuesday. That was my plan.
The Barbados Manufacturers Association says it intends to host its annual BIMEX trade show this year in October. The premier event, which attracts a wide cross-section of participants from abroad, is normally held at the end of May, but was impacted by the COVID-19 virus. Executive Director Sharday Boyce anticipates that the wide distribution of vaccines globally, international travel will improve to facilitate overseas participants.
We have created an e-commerce platform for manufacturers, and we are now integrating that virtual marketplace with other virtual elements into the exhibition this year. Therefore, even if the pandemic or the weather, given that October is still within the hurricane season, is not kind to our planned physical exhibition, the show must go on.
Executive Director of the BMA, Sharday Boyce. Guyana's Education Minister, Priya Manick Chan, says schools will remain closed for face-to-face interaction during this month for every grade except grades 10, 11, and 12. She says though the government has been listening to international studies about the long-term impact of school closures as on children, they're hoping that the Ministry of Health's comprehensive rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, schools will be able to reopen after the Easter holidays in April. And finally, over in the U.S., a second former aide has come forward with accusations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Charlotte Bennett, a health policy advisor to Mr. Cuomo until November, had told the New York Times that she had been harassed her last year. He has denied any inappropriate behavior and ordered an independent inquiry into all allegations. Recapping our top stories, Barbados' nursing shortage grows even further, fish vendors and PSV operators keen on getting back to work, and a plan for BIMEX to now be held in October. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group of Companies. Good morning, I'm Wendy Burke.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.